This is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flicked him, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and as usual, I'll be taking you back on another trip through the 1980s this evening. Like my colleague, Edward Buchert of Tears of the Gods, whom you were just listening to, I've got a themed show for you this evening. Tonight's theme, which I'll talk more about after the break, is in celebration of the anniversary of a classic 80s comedy movie that was released 40 years ago tomorrow, July 25th, and is the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, which is, this comedy was Harold Ramis, whom you probably remember from Stripes and Ghostbusters. That was his directorial debut. And the movie's theme song, I'm All Right by Kenny Loggins, was a top 10 hit for him. Name the movie. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia is Caddyshack, starring Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield, Ted Knight, Michael O'Keefe, who played Danny Noonan, and Bill Murray. Murray's brother, Brian Doyle Murray, co-wrote the movie along with Ramis and Douglas Kenny, who also produced the film. While the film did not receive high marks in reviews, it is now considered a cult classic. In addition to Loggins' success with I'm All Right, the soundtrack was also well received, reaching number 78 on the Billboard 200. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio to get a jump on the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week. Speaking of trivia, guess which song is going to start the show tonight?
Hey everybody, we're all gonna get laid!
I'm alright, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Who you gonna be tonight? Who is it really?
Worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
I'm not afraid to die.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We started the show with a tribute to the 40th anniversary of Caddyshack, which was released July 25th, 1980. Kenny Loggins' theme, I'm All Right, was his second top 10 hit. The Beat, no, not the English Beat, but Paul Collins and The Beat, was up next with There She Goes, also from the Caddyshack soundtrack. Speaking of Paul Collins and The Beat, we wrapped it up with The Nerves and Hanging on the Telephone from their 1976 self-titled EP. The Nerves had nothing to do with Caddyshack, but it was an earlier band of Paul Collins that also consisted of Peter Case and Jack Lee, who wrote Hanging on the Telephone, which was later covered by Blondie. Lee also wrote Come Back and Stay, which was covered by Paul Young and became a top 10 hit for him in the UK. As I mentioned, tonight's theme is in honor of Caddyshack, and the playlist for the rest of the show here will feature comical, off-the-wall, and or oddball tracks that you don't hear that often, if at all, but may ring a bell when you hear them. To be frank, they're also favorites of mine, and tonight's theme gives me a good excuse to play them.
If you're persistent in applying them,
make it happen.
lots of money, I got lots of time. Bought myself a penthouse, filled it up with bubbly wine.
I've got it. Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and tonight's theme is celebrating the anniversary of Caddyshack, which was released 40 years ago tomorrow. With the exception of the mini tribute to the Caddyshack soundtrack at the top of the show, the songs you've been listening to are not related to the soundtrack or movie, but do fall more on the offbeat slash comedic side of music. Like, for instance, Will Powers, who started the set off. Will Powers is the stage name of photographer Lynn Goldsmith. Lynn created a self-help comedy music album in 1983 entitled Dancing for Mental Health. We heard the track Adventures in Success. You may recall the MTV video for Adventures in Success that featured the rotating digital face masks. Meatloaf actually had a cameo appearance in that video. And the celebrity help doesn't stop there, as Sting is also credited on the song as well. Hilly Michaels was in there with Calling All Girls from his debut of the same name from 1980. He also had a classic MTV video for that track that received a lot of airtime. Hilly's best known as the drummer of the Sparks, who followed with Angst in My Pants from their 1982 album of the same name. That track was also included on the soundtrack to Valley Girl. Doug and the Slugs, anybody remember them? We heard Too Bad from Cognac and Baloney from 1980. That song reached number 20 on the Canadian charts, and if you're a fan of Norm Macdonald, Too Bad was the theme song for Norm's sitcom The Norm Show, which ran back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Joe Walsh gave us A Life of Illusion from his 1981 album There Goes the Neighborhood. Again, another great MTV video with Walsh driving a tank over a landfill. And we finished up the last set with another track from the movie Valley Girl. Bonnie Hayes and the Wild Combo gave us Shelley's Boyfriend. Still plenty to get to, including the 80s hair metal band of the week and the 80s hip hop artist of the week. So stick around.
Relax. You're quite safe here.
Am I dreaming?
No.
Where am I? In bed? What am I doing? Talking to myself.
Look, I must have a star on my door.
Or better still.
A door?
Swing doors, huh?
Okay, doors. Swing. On the window. One, two, three, sleep. Poetry. That'll work. Come, sweet slumber, enshroud me in thy purple cloak. Doesn't even rhyme. Is that my tease made?
Paranoid.
I can't stand tea.
Thank you.
gotta get to sleep.
Trust me. Trust me.
Pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Pop.
Wee-wee chocolate crossover.
Yeah, wee chocolate crossover.
See me, Cocoa, might go
I'm Cocoa
pop.
And I might go pop. Now it's about time that I clear this. So pardon me, miss, but I'd like for you to hear this.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
You see, I feel real good inside, and it's just from your nearness. There's no need for you to fear this.
Kiss me,
I'll kiss you back.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look kinda cute to me. I think we can achieve this. Plus, you act like you need this. Kiss me, and I'll kiss you back. You act real fly. Money D's not buying it. Quit denying it, you're better off trying it. Freak me, girl, and I'll freak you back.
Through any kind of weather, will me and you forever stay together? Well, I just don't know, but I tell you what though, if you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
And I guess you wanna know if I'm gonna be around. I ain't sure, but I tell you what I do know. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
Alright, let's do this.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah, kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
You with it? Cause if you with it, I'm with it. Yo.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah. Just
kiss me,
me,
then I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
Now I'm hoping that you hear me, cause I love it when you hear me. And I'm telling you sincerely that if you kiss me, girl, I'll kiss you back. Cause I really, really, really like you, and I just wanna make it clear. We're gonna keep it fair and square.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back. Yo, it's not funny. Real cute is what you say to me. But any other way you're playing me, if you love me, then I'll love you back.
When you say I get the most out of this, it kinda bothers me. A fair exchange ain't no robbery.
Love me, girl, and I love you back.
Love me, girl, and I love you back.
Now I'm hoping that you hear me, cause I love it when you hear me. And you know I know you knew this, so I guess that we could do this.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Alright, sing it with me again, come on.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Come on, keep it going.
Kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah, ladies.
Love me, boy, I love you back.
Oh yeah, yo, I'm with it. Alright, that's cool. Now let's change it up a little bit.
If you play with my tummy, I'll tickle your feet.
If you play with my tummy, you know, I'll tickle your feet.
If you touch me here, I'll touch you there.
Yeah, put lotion on me.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
wants to go on a vacation or something.
Yeah, where? Oh, I know where. Snorkeling, right?
So what? Different strokes. You know, he has fun sitting at the bottom of the water face to face with squid.
You've been listening to Songs from Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Faire, and I've been your host this evening. I hope you enjoyed my look at the lighter side of 80s music this evening without going full Dr. Demento. I will be off next week, but will return the following week on August 7th. Let's quickly run down what you've been listening to in the last set. We started with another classic MTV video and a top 40 hit for The Art of Noise in 1986. We heard Paranoimia, featuring Max Headroom. For those in the audience tonight who may not be familiar with Max Headroom, he was a fictitious character that originated in the British television film Max Headroom, 20 Minutes into the Future, from 1985. The show starred comedian Matt Frewer as a reporter who is killed in an accident when he crashes into a low-clearance barrier marked Max Headroom, as in maximum headroom. The story then focuses on the television station using the reporter's personality or mental self as it's fed into a computer, the result of which is manifested as the character Max Headroom. From there, Max got his own show as a VJ on the Max Headroom Show. And speaking of Matt Frewer, you may or may not remember him from the short-lived 80s sitcom Dr. Doctor, which ran back in 1989. The Kinks were in there with Predictable from their 1981 release Give the People What They Want. Kix was the 80s hair metal band of the week, and we heard Body Talk from their sophomore album Cool Kids from 1983. That track was a cover of Nick Gilder, who you may remember from Hot Child in the City, and it just missed the Billboard Hot 100, coming at 104 in 1983. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Digital Underground, which gave us Kiss You Back from 1991. Total Coelho followed with Dracula's Tango, Sucker for Your Love, within parentheses there, from 1982. In their home country, the UK, they're known as Toto Coelho, but in the U.S., they're called Total Coelho because somehow someone thought they might be confused with the band named Toto. Seriously? Finishing the set was Tommy Two Tone's first U.S. Top 40 hit, Angels Say No, from 1980. I'm going to leave you with one last track from Malcolm McLaren. McLaren was a designer and performer, but you may better know him as the manager for the Sex Pistols. This track is from his 1983 debut, Duck Rock. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe and please wear a mask. You may save more than just your life.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!